Well, Declan Coulter, what does it feel like to be an All-Ireland champion, Nicky Rackard winner?
It's brilliant. Just it would have been a shame to come down here and leave it behind us, especially after the work we've put in all year. But it's brilliant. It's exactly what how everybody describes it. Yeah. Just an unbelievable feeling. And I spoke during the week about playing in Croke Park and winning in Croke Park, two very, very different feelings. And just delighted that every man put the shoulder to the wheel today, and you know, good performance. Probably not our best performance, but it doesn't matter. It's just whatever it takes to get over the line. And thankfully, final whistle gone, and it's just relief more than anything, I suppose, at the final whistle.
Questions were asked today. 4 points down at half time. At one stage, you were five or six down in that first half. You needed a response in the second half, and you were a big part of that. So you were.
Yeah, we were 10-4 actually down at with maybe 7 or 8 minutes to go before half time, and we knew we just needed to settle. You know, we'd like Davin there had a couple of misses that he would never miss, and your boys were footy on the ball, and myself, I was included. Like, you were kind of taking the wrong option at times, but they were hungry too. Around the middle, like Danny never got any time on the ball, Kieran Matthewson as well, but we said at half time it's 35 minutes or nothing, and that's it. And every man, we said we needed to get the first three or four scores of the second half. I think we got the first six. And you know, that was a real platform. Still only 2 points up, and it's any man's game, but you know, we played with a wee bit of maturity in the second half, I think, too, and that definitely helped.
Yeah. And they had to push up a bit as well, and maybe the gap started opened up, particularly when you scored your goal, which was the second for Donegal. You had a bit of time and space to nestle it in the back of the net.
That's right. They got a man sent off, actually, as well, which kind of they had been playing kind of a sweeper.
Yeah.
And they had to abandon that, obviously, whenever he went. So it kind of opened up a wee bit. There's acres of space out there, you know, for people like Jerry Gilmore's class today.
Yeah.
6 or 7 points, like sidelines. And we'd be laughing at him after training. He'd be sitting for 15, 20 minutes after every single training session hitting him. And it paid off today because he was class from set pieces and open play. But there's so much space out there. We've plenty of pace, like Roger, Barney, even the boys that come on, you know, serious pace. And we knew that once the game opened up, it would suit us a lot better.
Yeah. Mickey said in the preview to this game that there was a big performance on this Donegal team. Was that second half the big performance?
Maybe it was, yeah. Like, performance is one thing, but getting over the line is the other. Plenty of teams have got out and played well and got beat.
Yeah.
We didn't care if it was win ugly or win by win handsomely. We just wanted to get over the line, and that was it.
Yeah. How special is it in there? We're outside the changing rooms here, coming back in there with a group of players that have just won an All-Ireland. Can you sort of explain that feeling?
It's just looking around. It's just happiness, a wee bit of relief. I think there's a lot of men there. I've been around a long time. I'm fairly new to the setup here, but I have a lot of miles built up myself. But you know, you see James E. Donnelly there, didn't go for James E. today on a personal level, but he's the happiest man in the changing room. And that's what it's all about. It doesn't matter if it's one man that does it one day and another man will take care of the next day, and that's just what the whole year has been about. And the whole ethos that Mickey and Gabriel and Paul have brought to it have been fantastic.
Christy Ring now next year. You've already played some teams that are in Christy Ring in the league. Donegal very, very capable of competing up there and staying up in the Christy Ring.
Yeah, that's it. We'll enjoy tonight now before we start looking at next year. But you know, that's it. Maybe the league was what we needed, like a wee bit of belief, and like we were the only team in Division 2B playing in the Nicky Rackard, and people had us pinned on as favourites from way very, very early on in the year, and it's a tough tag to carry, especially coming in against a team that Donegal never played Warwickshire, you know, that Warwickshire team. If we were playing Tyrone today, you know, people might have been coming in with a different attitude, but we were kind of coming into the unknown.
Yeah.
We knew about them after 15 minutes, like, you know, that was the thing, but next year.